The Rama brings down that Lag BaOmer is a Miksas Yantiv. It's a quasi-partial Yantiv, and we don't do Tachanun on Lag BaOmer. We know it's basically a freebie for anyone, even if you're not keeping the first 33 days, you could take a haircut on Lag BaOmer. So why is it a Miksas Yantiv? The Rama doesn't tell us. So the Gra in his cryptic comments, he quotes a Gemara at the end of Tainis as the source of the Rama. What does the Gra mean? So the Gra means as follows. We know the Gemara in Yevamos tells us that 24,000 students Rabbi Akiva passed away. Shogol Nogu, Kavod Zelazeh, Askara, some other thing, a different type of discuss if it's an infectious disease or not, but 24,000 people passed away. So Tosfos, so the Gemara in Tainis talks about that Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur are the two happiest days of the year. So Bishlom Yom HaKippurim, it's a day of Slichah Mechila, we will forgive of our sins. But Tu B'Av, what happened on Tu B'Av? So many things happened. The Gemara lists various things, but we'll just focus on one that's Nogea here. So one of the things that happened, the Gemara says, Shokolu Meisi HaMidbar, the people had to die in the Midbar because of the sins, they stopped dying on Tisha B'Av. In other words, Chazal tell us that every year on Tisha B'Av, everyone dug their own grave, and those who got up walked out, and then they finished and they did the burial on the other people. And this went on for many years, for 39 years. And the last year, everyone got up, so they thought maybe we made a mistake. And they did it again and again until they saw the moon out. Tu B'Av, they realized that the Chaste Hashem, you let everyone go. See, which we also see parenthetically that it's the idea that's the key. Really, it actually happened on Tisha B'Av with the Nes, but the idea of the Nes is the important thing. And therefore, that's why it's a Miksas Yantiv. So we see from here, so that's the source of the Rama. That how do we know that after a calamity, a tragedy is over, it's a Miksas Simcha. It's like we find it by the Mesian Midbar, so too we find it by the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so that tells us why it's a Miksas Simcha. Anything, what else happened on that day? So, that Chazal make a connection between the holiday of Pesach and Tisha B'Av, as well as Purim to Lag BaOmer. And with Pesach and Tisha B'Av, they always happen on the same day of the week. That's why some say, that's why you have the egg of Zechu Churban at the Seder. But there's a connection, whatever the link is exactly, there's a link between Tisha B'Av and Pesach. They happen on the same day. So too, the commentators tell us, Purim and Lag BaOmer also happen on the same day. So what's the link between Purim and Lag BaOmer? So, some point out that they both days, basically the days start off as a kola from bad and they end up with the bracha with good. So where do we find out? So Chasam Sofer quotes Midrashim and others that what happened, well, it wasn't Lag BaOmer yet, but I think it's Yud Ches Iyar is Lag BaOmer. So what happened? So it says, that's when the Mabul started, the flood that destroyed the world. So it started off a very inauspicious day. And Chazal tell us, Gemaras tell us, and what happened, or from Mefarshim tell us, so what happened, when did the man start falling? The man started falling on Lag BaOmer. So we see, the so Yud Ches Iyar started off negative with the Mabul, but ended up with the positive with the man. So to Purim, it began Xera from Haman, Lahashman, Laharo, but ended off with Haman being killed and the Jews surviving and making a yentiv. That's one pshat. Another pshat is because Purim and Lag BaOmer both represent the Nister. You know, Purim's the only yentiv that doesn't mention God's name in Megillas Esther. It's very, the Nisim were hidden. So, what does it have to do with Lag BaOmer? So, tradition has it that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai died on that day, and as well he revealed the Zohar, the Kabbalistic Sefer. So this, like Purim has to do with Nister, so to the Torah Nister was given, and that's the pshat. We know in general there are 49 days we know between Pesach and Shavuos, and there are 64 days between Purim and Lag BaOmer. So what's the significance of 64 and 49? So 49 is a series of seven. Seven is Derech HaTeva. So we receiving the Torah, the Torah's HaNigwa on Shavuos. But eight is always Mamala Miderech HaTeva, the uniqueness of the Jewish people. And that's why they point out that from Purim to Lag BaOmer is 64 days, series of eight, because Umala Mederach HaTeva, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai revealed the Kabbalah. In fact, this going back to what I said before about an allusion to the Mabul happening on Lag BaOmer is, there's a minute to play bow and arrow. Bow and arrow is Keshes, same Hebrew word as rainbow, which the Mabul happened. But getting back here, the number eight, that's why we find Shmini Atzeres, Mimala Miderech HaTeva. For everyone else, Sukkot is a universal holiday, but for the eighth day, Shmini Atzeres, we find it the Bris Milah. There's also a Chasam Sofer, where he doesn't give the Pshat, but he talks about the Makkah. So he says, based on Rashi, Chazal, that each Makkah took a week. So 9 times 7 is 63. Makas Pachoros, that took one day, that's 64. So he says that's the Gematria Din. Although we see, you know, 64 again is the Jewish people in Mamala Miderech HaTeva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went out of his way to do miraculous things for our benefit. So that's how we have the two things. So number one we have, it's the death of Rabbi Akiva stopped, the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva, like we see by the Mesi Midbar, and we see the link between Purim and Lag BaOmer around the same day, either from Kol to Bracha or the Nister. And in fact, that's how we have tradition has it, that's not why. It's a happy day, not because the students died. They stopped dying because there was no one left. We were celebrating that Rav Shimon Yochai, it was the day of his death, and on the day of his death, he revealed the Kabbalah. In fact, they call it a Hilula. In other words, generally, even though by Yahrzeit Sayyid Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a whole debate in general, Yahrzeit fast or feast. But, so the Hasidic Svarim explained, by Moshe, he died and he didn't get a chance to visit Eretz Yisrael. Rav Shimon Yochai, he died in this epic. He got to reveal the Zohar. So we're celebrating Torah Sanister. We're celebrating that Rav Shimon Yochai was able to reveal it. That's why we celebrate. In fact, that's why I think different. Some people have parades. So one of the parades of Lag BaOmer, you do a parade to Machazik the Torah Hanister, the Kabbalah. And in fact, that's Rav Gedal Yeshur explains that the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Hashol Shedvarim Olam Omer, Torah, Ba'avoda, Ba'gamilas Chasodim. So the Rav Gedal Yeshur explains the three things the world stands on. Those are the three different parts of the sphere. The Sphere is split into three. The first third is Avoda. Is that Avoda, Tefillah, because that's the Karban Pesach, that Klal Yisrael brought the Karban Pesach. The second third, that is Chesed, Pesach Sheni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the opportunity to bring the Karban. And the third stage is Torah, and that's why, even though they might have been lacking Sholonoko Kavaz Devezeh, that's why they stopped dying. They stopped dying because, you know, some say anyway 24,000, maybe it's on the Bar Kokhba revolt. Perhaps they didn't all die during that same year, maybe it was different years. But that's the Yisod that he says, well, did not Torah go Ochle Haman? The Torah was only given to those who eat the man. And therefore, that's the time when Ram is here that we go ahead and we look forward to the Yontov Shavuos, which we're counting up to Mekabel the Torah. So Mekabel the Torah is Nistar on Lag BaOmer, and hence Mixus Simcha, hence the Inyan to have a Suda, because we always have a Suda when it comes to accomplishment by Torah. So therefore, we have Shiras with the Shpachos, because it's Torah's Hanistah we're celebrating, and then on Shavuos, it's the Torah's Hanidah, we celebrate the Yontov Shavuos.